Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from The Messengers, Bobby Taylor of the Vancouvers, Chico DeBarge, Kim Weston, Stoney and Meatloaf, The Fantastic Four, The Isley Brothers, The Monitors, and Ardeen Taylor. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from The Messengers, That's the Way a Woman Is, right here on Motown Memories.
Does your mama know about me? I'll call her up now. Come on, I know you're home. Answer. Pick it up!
Motown memory from Chico DeBar's Talk To Me, and they reached number 21 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1986. Chico had three charting songs on the Billboard charts. And before that, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers with Does Your Mama Know About Me. They reached number 29 from 1968. Bobby and his Vancouvers had three charting singles, all from 1968. And the guitarist on the song is Thomas Chung, who later formed Cheech and Chung, that great comedy team. And we started with The Messengers from Milwaukee, That's the Way a Woman Is, number 62 from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists.
Well, coming up, a solo artist that was great in her own right but didn't really have any breakout hits, and that artist is Kim Weston. The song, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. Well, Kim was born Agatha Weston in Detroit, Michigan, and she was signed to Motown Records in 1961, scoring a minor hit with a song called Love Me All the Way, reaching number 88 in the United States Billboard charts and number 24 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, her biggest solo hits were Motown, is the song coming up, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, and also the song called Helpless. Well, Take Me in Your Arms was also recorded by the Isley Brothers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and the Doobie Brothers, who had a bigger hit with it. Kim Weston's biggest claim to fame was singing the classic hit It Takes Two with Marvin Gaye in 1966. Well, Kim Weston left Motown in 1967 and later sued the label over disputes about royalties. She and her then-husband, William Mickey Stevenson, both went to MGM Records, and she cut a couple of singles for MGM, but her career never really went anywhere. Well, here she is, a great song, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, Kim Weston, right here on Motown.
Take me in your arms, hold me for a little while.
See your smiling face no more. I'll never, never hear your name. say that love comes and goes, just like the morning sun. But I love you so much more, my darling, than anybody could ever love anyone. Baby, come closer, just a little bit closer, and let me whisper in your ear.
Darling, I love you today more than I did yesterday, but not half as much as I love you tomorrow.
You've got everything, everything, everything I've been searching for, and I'm so faithful, so very faithful, I won't have to look no more, 'cause I found more joy in you, my darling, than I have ever found in any other girl. And I wouldn't trade it, oh no, for nothing in this world, baby.
I love you,
I love you, love you, love you, love you madly. And I need you, need you, need you, need you so badly.
The Fantastic Four with I Love You Madly. That reached number 56 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1968. They had five charting 45s on the Billboard charts. Before that, Stoney and Meatloaf with What You See Is What You Get, reaching number 71 from 1971. And that was their first charting song. Well, Meatloaf had much greater success later. His real name is Marvin Lee Adday, and Stoney was Cheryl Murphy. And we started with Kim Weston and Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, number 50 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, the Isley Brothers, and I Guess I'll Always Love You, right here on Motown.
Thank you. see me now, with a rifle in my hand. I'm gonna have to say goodbye to my girl, and I hope she doesn't find another man.
To talk to.
Ardeen Taylor with Indiana Wants Me. His biggest charting song reached number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1970. Before that, The Monitors and Grinning This Is Uncle Sam, reaching 100 from 1966, their only charting song. And we started with the Isley Brothers and I Guess I'll Always Love You, number 61 from 1966. The Isley Brothers had 4 charting songs on Motown, and This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak For You was their biggest, and they reached much greater success on the T-Neck record label after they left Motown. Well, this hour, we featured lesser-known Motown artists.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.